With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Begin your day with God. He makes all the good difference, setting the tone for what lies ahead and filling our morning with promises of His steadfast presence and guidance. As we open our eyes to the new light, let us also open our hearts to His Spirit, allowing His peace and wisdom to infuse every moment and every decision that we face throughout the day. Now, have you ever woken up feeling as if the weight of the world rests squarely upon your shoulders? The early morning hours can sometimes feel like standing at the base of a vast mountain, knowing you must scale its heights before the day ends. Today, I will share insights on why beginning your day with God is not just beneficial, but essential. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Psalm 5 verse 3 tells us, "My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." Here we find a beautiful directive to start our days by reaching out to God, setting our intentions and our gaze upon Him as we begin our daily journey. Now, let us explore waking up with purpose. When you think about your morning routine, what first comes to mind? Is it a hurried rush, filled with the clang of an alarm clock and a frenzied dash out the door? Do you find yourself immediately reaching for your phone to check messages and notifications, allowing the digital world to set your day's agenda before you've even had a moment to breathe? Let us understand that beginning our day with God centers our spirit and aligns our heart with His divine purpose. It's like tuning an instrument before a performance. It ensures that every note played throughout the day resonates with clarity and purpose. Now, consider the story of Daniel in the lion's den, a familiar yet profound example of trust and dedication. Daniel 6 verses 10 to 11 tells us that even when faced with the threat of death, Daniel consistently knelt 3 times a day to pray and give thanks before his God. His example teaches us the importance of discipline and devotion from the moment our day begins. His unwavering commitment to his morning devotion, even under dire circumstances, emphasizes the strength found in starting the day with God, proving that our spiritual resilience can indeed alter the course of our challenges and bring about divine intervention in our lives. Furthermore, imagine starting your day with a blank canvas. Each morning, God offers us the opportunity to paint our day with His colors of love, patience, and kindness. As we read in Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." This verse reminds us that each day is a fresh start, a testament to God's unending faithfulness and mercy. For this reason, it is crucial to invite God into our daily plans and decisions right from the start. When we begin our day in prayer, we are essentially opening the door to divine guidance and wisdom. As Proverbs 3 verse 6 instructs, "In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." This divine direction is essential in navigating the complexities and challenges of life. Now, reflecting on the power of a morning spent in God's presence, we see that this practice not only prepares us spiritually, but also impacts our mental and emotional state. The peace that comes from casting our cares on Him is unmatched. Philippians 4, verse 7 assures us, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This peace is a shield throughout the day, guarding against stress and anxiety. Furthermore, engaging with the Word of God each morning sets a firm foundation. Think of it as...
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Building your house on rock rather than sand. Matthew 7 verses 24 to 25 shows us the wisdom in hearing and acting on Jesus' teachings, promising stability amidst life's storms. This stability is crucial for the challenges and decisions we face each day. Let's not underestimate the power of worship in the morning. Singing praises to God can uplift our spirits and bring joy into our morning routine. As Ephesians 5, verse 19 encourages us, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This act of worship is a joyful declaration of our faith and trust in His providence and promises. Now, it's also essential to reflect on our attitude as we start the day. A morning grumbling about our obligations can set a negative tone that impacts our entire day. However, beginning with a spirit of gratitude can transform our outlook and interactions throughout the day. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 tells us, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Gratitude realigns our focus from our challenges to our blessings, which are abundant and ongoing. Furthermore, starting the day with God's Word reminds us of His promises and our identity in Him. When we face uncertainty or fear, the truths of the Scriptures serve as an anchor. Romans 8, verse 37 assures us, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Knowing we embark on each day as more than conquerors can significantly change how we face each challenge. My friends, let's consider how beginning our day with God affects our relationships. When we are spiritually aligned, we are more patient, kind, and loving towards others. We are just nicer to be around. This harmony can greatly enhance our interactions and build stronger relationships, as 1 Peter 3 verse 8 advises. "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous." Let us now explore embracing the morning light. As the sun rises, casting its first gentle rays, it brings with it a reminder of God's renewing mercies. Just as the sun ushers in a new day, so too does our morning engagement with God renew our spirit. It's as if each morning is God's gentle whisper, inviting us to walk with him in newness of life. Much like when God called out to Samuel in the quiet of the night. In 1 Samuel 3, verse 10, it is written, "Then the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel answered, 'Speak, for your servant hears.'" This responsiveness to God's call should mirror our morning attitude, to be awake, attentive, and ready to listen. Engaging with God in the morning also helps us to prioritize our activities according to his will. It's easy to become overwhelmed by the myriad tasks awaiting us each day, but when we commit our actions to God, he helps us to order them wisely. Psalm 37, verse 23, reveals, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." By starting our day with God, we ensure that our priorities align with his, providing a roadmap for the day ahead. Morning prayer is also a powerful tool for overcoming the anxieties and worries that plague us. By casting our burdens on him as the day begins, we are reminded of Jesus' invitation in Matthew 11, verse 28. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This divine rest is not just a promise of eternal peace, but also a daily relief that prepares us to face the day's challenges with a fortified spirit. In addition, consider how morning devotion can be a beacon for others in our lives. When family members observe us dedicating the first moments of our day to God, it sets a spiritual tone in our homes and serves as a witness to our faith. As Joshua declared in Joshua 24, verse 15, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This bold declaration not only set a spiritual standard for his household, but also serves as an enduring call to action for us all, inspiring us to dedicate our lives and our loved ones to God's sovereignty each new day. Moving forward, let's acknowledge that beginning our day with God is an act of faith. It declares our dependence on him before we've seen what the day holds. It's a practical application of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, which says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This faith walk shapes our perspective, helping us to see our daily challenges through the lens of God's sovereignty and grace. And just as the morning light gradually fills the sky, dispelling shadows and revealing the day's clarity, so does spending time in God's presence illuminate our understanding. Psalm 119, verse 130, tells us, "The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. With God's word as our guide, we navigate the day with greater clarity and purpose, avoiding the pitfalls of confusion and indecision." Also, the practice of writing down what we receive from God during these quiet moments can greatly enhance our spiritual journey. Like the prophets of old who recorded their visions and revelations, maintaining a journal allows us to revisit and reflect on divine insights. Habakkuk 2, verse 2 instructs, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it." This act of recording what God speaks into our hearts is a practical tool for spiritual growth. Additionally, consider how a morning steeped in Scripture can protect us. The Word of God is described in Ephesians 6, verse 17, as the sword of the Spirit, a critical component of the full armor of God. By equipping ourselves with this sword each morning, we prepare to face the day's spiritual battles, ensuring that we are not defenseless against the schemes of the enemy. As we continue to reflect on the impact of starting our day with God, let's also recognize the transformative power of solitude. Jesus himself sought solitary places to pray, especially in the early morning. Mark 1 verse 35 tells us, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." If our Savior valued these moments of solitude, how much more should we? Embracing these early hours with God not only enriches our relationship with him, but also empowers us to be more effective in our daily duties. It aligns our purpose with God's broader plan, ensuring that we contribute positively to our communities and workplaces. As we embody the love and patience that our morning devotion cultivates, we become lights in a world that often starts its day in darkness. My friends, let's cherish the morning as a special offering to God, a first fruit of our time. Just as offerings in the scriptures were presented at the dawn of day, our morning prayers are a sweet fragrance to God. Psalm 141, verse 2, illustrates this beautifully when it says, "Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." And let us now turn our attention to cultivating a heart of devotion. As the day unfolds, each decision and interaction can either draw us closer to God or distract us from his divine presence. By starting our day focused on him, we cultivate a heart of devotion that influences our entire day's trajectory. Just as a gardener carefully tends to the soil to ensure the growth of healthy plants, our morning devotions nurture a spiritual environment in which our faith can flourish. Isaiah 58, verse 11 assures us, saying, "The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail." My friends, starting our day with prayer and Bible study fortifies us against temptations. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, as described in Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11, he countered every temptation with scripture. This readiness comes from daily communion with God, and it equips us with the same strength that Jesus demonstrated. Additionally, consider the resilience that a morning rooted in God's word builds within us. We are more capable of withstanding the storms of life because our foundation is secure. This is vividly illustrated in the parable of the wise and foolish builders in Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. Those who hear and act on Jesus' words are likened to a wise man who built his house on the rock, stable and unshakable. Furthermore, let's reflect on the clarity that emerges from morning conversations with God. As we present our plans and seek his counsel, we align our will with his. This alignment brings about decisions that are not only good, but God-ordained. Proverbs 16, verse 3, encourages us to commit our works to the Lord, and our thoughts will be established. This promise of divine guidance is critical as we navigate the complexities of life. Also, the habit of seeking God first thing in the morning teaches us discipline in other areas of our life. It sets a precedent for setting aside time for what truly matters, despite our busy schedules. In addition, starting the day with God sharpens our sensitivity to his voice. Throughout the day, we become more attuned to his promptings and guidance. whether it's through a nudge to help a stranger or a call to spend time in prayer for a friend. This sensitivity is cultivated by the quiet attentiveness we practice in the morning, as depicted in John 10, verse 27, where Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." My friends, morning devotion also acts as a spiritual reset button, offering us a chance to confess and leave behind yesterday's failures. Just as the manna in the wilderness was gathered fresh each morning, our spiritual nourishment is renewed daily. Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, reminds us of God's mercies that are new every morning, giving us a daily opportunity for a fresh start. Let us remember the immense value of beginning each day with God. It is not merely a routine, but a profound spiritual practice that shapes our character, guides our actions, and deepens our relationship with God. Let us commit to this daily communion and watch as our days, and indeed our lives, are transformed by His presence. My dear friends, let us rise each morning with a heart full of expectation and mouths filled with praise, knowing that the day ahead is not just another sequence of hours, but a divine appointment with opportunities crafted by our Almighty God. When we start our day in God's presence, we do not walk alone. We march forward with the Creator of the universe, paving our path, turning obstacles into stepping stones, and transforming our trials into testimonies. Remember, each new sunrise is not just a mark of time passing, but a fresh manifestation of God's enduring faithfulness and love. Let this knowledge ignite a fire within you, a passionate determination to embrace each day vigorously, fortified by the assurance that with God, all things are not only possible, but promised to work together for your good. So today and every day, let us commit to beginning our mornings with God, dedicating the first moments of being awake to Him who wakes us. As we do so, let our spirits be attuned to His divine whisper. Think about the unstoppable force we become when we align our hearts with His purpose from the moment our eyes open. My friends, this is the key to a life not just lived, but lived abundantly. It is here, in these consecrated morning moments, that our victories begin and our fears end. Let this be our practice, our privilege, and our pathway to walking in the extraordinary life that God has prepared for each of us. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, mighty and merciful God, I come before you with a heart full of praise, worshiping your majesty and rejoicing in your steadfast love that greets me each morning. You are the Creator who commands the dawn, setting the heavens into motion and calling light out of darkness. Your mercies are new every day. Great is your faithfulness. I exalt you, Lord, for you are holy and worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Lord, I thank you for the gift of life and the blessings of a new day. Your grace is my continual sustenance. Your strength is my sure foundation. I am grateful for the shield of your presence that surrounds me as I begin each day. I thank you for your provision, protection, and daily guidance. In this moment, I seek your forgiveness for my sins and for the times I have walked in my own ways. Create in me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness and embracing your peace. Father, as I start each day, I ask that you align my heart with yours. Let each morning of praise and devotion set the tone for a day lived under your guidance. Empower me, Lord, to face the challenges of the day with the wisdom and courage that come from you alone. Help me to hear your voice clearly and to respond with obedience. Lord, teach me to prioritize our time together, cultivating a spirit of attentiveness and reverence in the quiet of the morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me or my loved ones shall prosper. I declare that every plan of the enemy to steal our peace, joy, or divine purpose is nullified. I bind every spirit of confusion, fear, or discouragement and cast it out of my life. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I rebuke any attempt to disrupt my morning devotion or diminish my walk with you. Lord, extend your hand of protection over me and my loved ones. Shield us from harm and surround us in your loving kindness. I declare that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and no harm shall befall us. No disaster will come near our dwelling place. Lord, command your angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. I speak healing over my body, mind, and spirit, and declare healing and deliverance from every sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking that you multiply our joys and bring us comfort where there is sorrow. Grant us the grace to face each day with hope and expectation, knowing that you go before us. Let your Holy Spirit guide us, transforming our mornings into holy encounters with you. Together, we claim victory over this day. May your favor surround us like a shield, and may your Spirit give us the wisdom to manage our time and resources according to your will. We declare that our steps are ordered by you, and we walk in divine alignment with your purposes. In all things, we give thanks, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. With all that is within us, we bless your holy name. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.